AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The threat of heavy rain in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast is over as Hermine spins away from the East Coast. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the threat of a major impact from the storm is diminishing based on the storm's current track.
The current models are showing, you know, moderate flooding at worst. And so I want everybody to remain calm about that. I've seen some reporting about, you know, comparing this somehow to Sandy levels. This is not even close to what we're talking about there, and I think it's getting less so.
The storm, however, does still have enough power to churn dangerous waves and rift currents. Donald Trump's visit to an African-American church in Detroit yesterday was the subject of the Sunday talk shows.
Dr. Ben Carson, who is with Donald Trump Saturday in Detroit, says the church visit wasn't just for show.
This is a subject about which he cares deeply.
Not so, says New York Congressman Gregory Meeks, a Hillary Clinton supporter, who's the chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus PAC.
You have what I think is a bait-and-switch scenario that Donald Trump is trying to put on and to, you know, in the words of Marco Rubio, con the American people, in this instance, con African Americans.
Both Meeks and Carson appeared on Fox News Sunday. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Secretary of State John Kerry says an agreement on Syria continues to be very complicated.
There are different players, stakeholders, entities, and so forth. And so we've been working very hard over these past months to see if we can get something, that we get it right.
He spoke in China, where President Obama has traveled for an economic summit. U.S. Border Patrol agents in San Diego have pulled two men's bodies from the ocean just north of the Mexican border. This is AP Radio News. Joe Wilfred Tsonga beat American Jack Sock in four sets to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals for the men's side for the second straight year. No American male has made it, the last eight at the U.S. Open since 2011. In women's play, Carolyn Wozniacki eliminated eighth-seeded American Madison Keys to reach the U.S. Open quarterfinals, her deepest run at a Grand Slam tournament in 2 years. Wozniacki, a former number one ranked player, says she was confident she could make it to the quarterfinals after not winning a Grand Slam match all year.
I always believe in myself, and I always think that, you know, when I got on court, I always believed that I'll win the match. But it's nice. It's a nice feel.
Key says she's disappointed.
I am proud of how I have become more consistent, but I'm also not super happy with how it went today.
She says she could have played better. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.